Jnanantimidandasya Jnananjana chalakaya chakshurun militam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katam Mayam Tadati Svapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuthapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatham Sahagana Ragunathan Bitham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vithamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vamshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
I am very grateful to all of you for so kindly coming to attend this joyful function. And I am most honored and grateful to be here with you. Today, India is facing a very serious cultural crisis. And this is especially affecting the youth. As the gateway of India opened its doors to foreign trade, foreign entertainment, foreign business transactions, and so forth. The economy has grown substantially and continues to grow. But along with it come so many of the ills of Western civilization. The technology, medicine, science, economic skills, educational skills of the West have great merit to uplift society. However, along with that automatically comes the dark side. If you have a coin, you cannot take the heads without the tails. They come together. In the West, America, 71% divorce rate within 3 years of marriage. Suicide amongst youth, drug addiction, alcoholism, teenage pregnancy, rampant. When I first came to India in 1970, seeking God, I was so determined. Because in the West, especially at that time, if you want to find God, if you want to find spiritual philosophy, divine culture, India is the place. Although I had no money, I hitchhiked from London through Europe, through the Middle East, to the Himalayas. It took 6 months. And I remember the day I arrived crossing the border at Ferozpur, just walking through some fields. For the first time in my life, I felt I have come home. I'm in the embrace of my mother. Every leaf on every tree, every blade of grass seemed to be welcoming me, showering blessings upon me. And the spiritual experiences I had, meeting the sages, the rishis, the sadhus, and just observing the lifestyle of religious people, even as they lived in their homes with their families. It was such an enlightening experience. Something I had never seen anything close to in the Western world. But today, it is very different. It is almost like another country. Cocaine, alcohol, illicit relations between young boys and girls, it's all coming along with the education and the technology and the science of the West. And this is very dangerous. It is said that what the Mughal Empire in 700 years could not do, what the British Empire in 200 years could not do, that's degenerate the culture of the religious Hindus. American television has done in the past 20 years. And in the schools, might be higher education, but real happiness, real fulfillment comes by having a life of integrity, good character, and especially love for God. The ills of this world, so much conflict, so much dissatisfaction. According to Bhagavad Gita, it is all based on a fundamental misconception. We're thinking, I am man, I am woman, I am Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Jain, Parsi, atheist. I'm Indian or Pakistani or African or American or European or Australian, Oriental. I'm a Brahmin or Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. I'm rich or I'm poor. I'm from a scheduled caste or I'm from a Brahmin caste. These are all temporary identities that apply only to this body. And as long as we are attached to that platform, there will always be conflict. There will always be envy. There cannot be satisfaction. And the mind and the senses, no matter how much you have, need more. Krishna tells in Gita that sensual desires, they burn like fire. And the more fuel you put on the fire, the hungrier and hotter the fire becomes. No satisfaction. In the city of Bombay, how much greed, how much corruption, how much it's considered cool to the young people to do forbidden acts. It is all coming because we have forgotten the essence of life. That we are not this body. We are not the designations of this body. We are the soul, the Atma. Krishna tells in Gita, Dehinosmin yatha dehe komaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyate. As the Atma is moving from childhood to youth to old age, at the time of death, that Atma will enter into another body according to our desires, according to our actions. What is the nature of the soul? Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidya Rajagulyam Pavitramitam Uttamam, that the king, the most important of all education, is to understand who I am and what are my needs. The soul is part of God. Every living being is looking for pleasure, from the little baby to the man about to die, from the ant crawling in the ground to the prime ministers and presidents of nations. Everyone must seek pleasure. Ananda mayo byashat. And real pleasure is the pleasure of love. We have a need to love and be loved. And this principle is beyond sectarian, nationalistic, or any other type of consideration. It is our nature. Sanatan Dharma. Dharma is that which cannot be separated from one's identity. The dharma of a chili pepper is it is hot. The dharma of sugar, it is sweet. The dharma of water is liquid. If you put water in an unnatural condition, it becomes solid. But as soon as it is in a natural, it automatically becomes liquid. What is our dharma? Our dharma is we all need to love and be loved. And to exchange service as an expression of that love. Because the soul has an eternal relationship with God. The soul is part of God. Vidyavanaya sampani brahmani kavihastani suni chaiva swapakicha pandita samadarshana. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that a person who understands this essence within him or herself sees a part part of God in every living being, and therefore loves every living being. Even if you hate the sin, if you realize God within your heart, you love the sinner. This is the greatest need in society. In that love, there is satisfaction. There is contentment. And there is the awakening of compassion toward others. This is Indian culture. The culture of realizing my true identity beyond all sectarian boundaries and awakening that love of God and living in harmony with that realization. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he was in London. And hundreds of British boys and girls were becoming devotees of Bhagavad Gita and Lord Krishna. And some newspaper person said to Prabhupada, challenged Prabhupada, "We have our own religion. Why have you come with something else to give us?" Would you like to hear Prabhupada's response? He said two things. He said, "I have not come to convert, I have come to enlighten. Because Sanatan Dharma is about the essence of all religion. To know God and to love God and to act accordingly." Then Srila Prabhupada said, "You British, you came to India, and how you exploited all the wealth of India. You took the rare diamonds, you took the wealth, you took so much, put it in your museums, put it in your homes. For all the time you British ruled over us, you just plundered and plundered and plundered, but you forgot the most precious thing in all of India. You didn't bring it to London. And that is the philosophy and the spiritual culture. So I've come to London to bring to you what you have forgotten." And it is a fact. Since time immemorial, India has been the capital of spirituality for the world. What a loss to the world if India loses its spiritual identity. And moment by moment, day by day, it is vanishing. Especially to the children. Just 2 days ago at Srinathji Prabhu's house, one very cultured, educated, and religious man, 70 years old, approached me. And he told me his deep worry. He said, "Many of the people my age, we still have our spiritual heritage." And he said, "And my children still have some left." He said, "But I see in the entire society, our grandchildren, there's nothing left. What is the future of India?" The purpose of Gopal Fund School is to give our children the opportunity to have practical experience and knowledge of the greatness of the heritage, the spiritual heritage of India. For what purpose? So that they could grow up with good character, with integrity, with spiritual satisfaction, with love for God, and with a compassion toward other living beings. And the beautiful thing about the path of bhakti is In gaining all of these treasures, we can have fun. In school, they're sitting at their desks and they're writing and they're taking tests. We don't want them to identify their spiritual lives only with that. Krishna's playing with the gopas and he's playing with the gopis. He's not having tests or exams with them. So let us educate our children to love God, to love Krishna, to love Dharma, through learning about it in most enjoyable, exciting, dynamic, and fulfilling methods. And I'm so very, very grateful to the teachers and the organizers of Gopal Fund School. Many of them have their own children. And they have really, really tried to give a sweet, enjoyable experience to the children while not only educating them, but giving them an experience and a deep impression of the real wealth, the real treasure of Indian Vedic culture, to nourish them. We also have a school, it's called Gopal's Garden. And one girl who grew up in these types of Gopal Fund schools that we had in the past, she became the principal of the school after getting her graduation in college and her certificates and everything. And she named the school Gopal's Garden. And she explained the name, that all the students are the flowers and the teachers are the gardeners, providing them the water of love, care, wonderful experiences, and knowledge of the truth, helping them to become naturally, spontaneously attracted to loving God, to loving Krishna. And they're all Gopal's flowers. And by watering, they become beautiful, beautiful garden, individually and collectively, for the pleasure of God. I'm very, very proud, grateful, and joyous to see how these children are so happily learning to love Krishna and learning the great wealth that is there within their own hearts. And seeing parents encouraging their children in this way gives me great hope that the great wealth of the spiritual culture of India will be revived in our next generation for the benefit of the whole world, so that people can understand real love and real happiness. And there is no greater love a parent can give to the child than watering that little seed within their soul to realize their eternal nature and their love for God. I thank all of you from the depths of my heart for this. Thank you very much.